This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Zedgy today on this last weekend of October and the week of Halloween. Giant joker this week. My first guest is the founder of Voice to Man. He's got a brand new TV venture he's working on. Nathan Morris will be joining us because of Halloween. Eddie Munster from the Munsters. Butch Patrick will be on the show. From Fox News, Brian Kilmeade will be talking about the paperback version of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, now out. And then Halloween party ideas with Lynn Lilly. Next hour, a very funny man. Comedian Jeff Allen. Actor, author Dirk Blocker will be joining us for his second visit here. Political guru and ABC journalist Donna Brazil. And from HGTV, Kim Miles. And that's all coming up with Ron Zedgy today. We're going to pause. My first guest from Voice to Man is Nathan Morris.
Pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Sorry.
And we are back live nationwide, all across the USA and around the world with Ron Zedgy today. And that is the music of one of the hottest groups ever out there, Voice to Men. And joining us right now is a gentleman who not only started the group, but now started a little bit of an extra sideline. His new show, Hit Properties, will air on HGTV starting on Friday, November 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, and will run each Friday through November 23rd. Joining us right now is Nathan Morris. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before I do anything, I have to tell you that a very close friend of my family wanted me to ask you a question. Do you still like ramen noodles flavored Pringles?
Actually, that's one. Yay. I know exactly. Yeah. One, the other guy in my group, he loves those ramen. He loves those Pringles flavored ramen noodles.
My son Scott told me to ask you that question. Scott said,
"Gee, yeah, man."
Okay. All right, let's talk about the show for a second, all right? Now, here you are, yeah. Huge singing sensation with a very successful group, and now you're going into transforming homes. What made you get into this?
Yeah, I've been interested in real estate for a while, and I've been invested in some real estate with some partners of mine for quite some time, and in my free time, you know, I do, you know, design and construction stuff on my own that I've always enjoyed doing over the years. And, you know, this is just an opportunity for us to bring both of those ideas together. And we just wind up taking out some cameras and filming it and seeing how it went.
Now, do you actually do some of the grunt work, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I'm in it. I'm deep in the trenches. I got my saws and I got my,
really?
Yeah, I'm in it.
Wow. And tell us about this home in Orlando, because that's, as I mentioned earlier, where we do our show from. This is a 8,200 square foot home that you transferred into a magnificent estate.
Yes, it was a rundown property that, you know, was sitting for quite a while. We got a really, really good deal on it. And I mean, it was interesting to us that it was sitting on the golf course for so long and no one went in to rehab it. But, we jumped on it and we went in and redid every single room in the house from, you know, the roof down to every paver and pool and every bathroom and kitchen and everything. And we redid the whole property pretty much.
Out of curiosity, Nathan, would that have been the Metro West golf course?
That was the Lake Nona golf course.
Oh, Lake Nona. Okay. Cause there's one on the Metro West golf course. That I should give you the address because it needs your help. There's no doubt about it. Now, when you do this, you have to overcome a lot of things. I mean, plumbing leaks, new landscaping, wildlife, even hurricanes. Is it troubling to do this? And if you put so much into it, are you at some point afraid that you may not get it out?
I mean, there are chances that that can happen. One of the things that was lucrative for us was, again, it was on a golf course. It's a desirable location no matter what the time of year is, especially in Florida, that, you know, though it could take a little bit longer than most because of the price tag, but, you know, golf courses are desirable locations. And if you can redo a home with, you know, a reasonable budget for what people can afford in that area, then you plan to do well. It's one of those properties that if you bought it and just did nothing with it, you'd make a profit. Now, if you went in and redid some of it, you'd be risking that profit at the eve of being able to get a bigger profit.
Now, on the show, do you address properties that aren't multi-million-dollar locations? I mean, would you take, you know, a couple $100,000 home and transform it, or is it strictly the higher end?
Well, we like the higher end because there's so much flexibility in the things that you can do.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with the smaller properties. I think that it really all depends on the style of the home itself. I think in our show, we want to make sure that when you see a transformation, that you see a dramatic transformation, no matter what the size of the home is. Sometimes, you know, you have those homes where you do a transformation and you say, hey, what did they really do? They just changed the countertop. But
right.
You can't give the view, you can't give that image of completely transforming it to the TV viewer, then the size doesn't really matter.
Do you tackle one house each show, or is it a continuation and come back next week and, you know, we'll finish this house?
Well, the way we're doing it right now with these size houses, we have to tackle one at a time because there's just so many assets to the house. If we were to shrink down our square footage and maybe do a house that's like 2,000 or maybe 3,000 square feet, you know, it's something that, you know, we could probably do in an episode. But we like the idea of doing it over time because it gives the viewer a chance to come back and be a part of it's almost like they walk through the project with us. If you do it in one episode, it's just so fast that sometimes people tend to even forget the styling ideas that you did because it's just one episode.
Now, you don't do houses that are already owned by people and you go in and remodel them like some of the shows that are on the DIY network. You actually buy the house, then refurbish it, and then flip it, right?
Yeah, we buy them as investments, and we go in and we redo them and we flip them. I mean, it's solely on us. We either win or we lose. It's really that simple.
Right, right. Any other guys in the group that are interested in the same type of thing?
Not even close. I try to talk to them about it, and they don't touch hammers or nails or saws or drills or anything of that nature. But, you know, hopefully if we get this thing on the road and we get a few more episodes out of this, I may try to bring those guys in and try to teach them a little something on camera and then that they can go home and do themselves.
Yeah, the old saying is success has many fathers and failures is an orphan. So when this thing takes off,
right. You'll
find out who your real
friends are.
You know, you got your start singing in church and playing the trumpet, and then you had private sight singing lessons with natural gift of great pitch. And you also sang a couple of songs in Italian and German. And really, when you were going to school, you kind of was the class clown until you found music. Actually, your first love was playing sports, like pro football. You wanted to go and play football. How did that whole thing change, Nathan?
Well, my music teachers and my mom, they created a coup, and they tricked me.
And they can do that.
I wanted to go, like you said, I wanted to go to high school and play football, and they kind of tricked me to go into this performing arts school. I didn't really want to go, and performing arts had no sports team, so I got bored. And in order to occupy my time, I created a group. and i.e. Voice of Men is here.
And, of course, your success is so well known because the group is sensational. When you started it, were you concerned, because it's a group versus an individual act, that there was always the chance of a breakup? I mean, I think the only group I can only think of right now that's, that hasn't had a breakup is the Rolling Stones, you know? But, I mean, were you concerned about that right in the beginning? Because, obviously, you were the guy that founded. You're the eldest and the founding member of the group, so you had a lot at stake.
Yeah, I had a little. I had a lot at stake, and I think I had a little bit, I hate to use the word power, I would say influence over my guys back then because of how the group was formed and what we were doing. And I will tell you this, that I never really thought about it that way until we started making some money. And, you know, our first album, the money started to look a little different compared to what got one guy wrote versus the other. And, you know, I'll give you a little story. We did our first album. We got our first publishing checks from our business manager, and all of them were different. Our first album, no one really had a lot of songs for Voice to Men to sing because our label didn't really know what to do with us. So the song, most of the songs on the album were written by us. Right. So I would say 85% of those songs were written by us, probably 75% me, and then the rest sprinkled out to the rest of the guys. And not because I started the group, just because I had the most songs ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that the way that money went around, I kind of felt bad because, you know, I didn't start a group for, you know, each individual to just have their own thing. I started a group for everyone to, you know, succeed and be successful as a group. So at that moment, I suggested to my guys that from this point on, I think that it'd be beneficial to all of us to just split everything four ways on everything that we do. So none of us will ever have to worry about money again. We just focus on making music and enjoying and creating. And I think over time, that decision itself might have helped us push past a lot of the craziness early on in our career when we were young and didn't understand that would have forced us to break up.
I got to tell you something. That's admirable of you. It really is. Boy, that just doesn't happen in this business. You and I know that. That is sensational.
Yeah.
Congratulations on doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just made sense. I mean, like I said, when you're young and you don't know, it's like, you know, the more you can take off your table and you can focus on the rest of the stuff, I think it's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. What a guy you are. Okay, now the show, Hit Properties with Nathan Morris, is going to be airing on HGTV. The series premiere will be Friday, November 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and will run each Friday through November 23rd. Hey, Nathan, when you're down in the Orlando area, give me a holler. We'll break bread together. Congratulations with your success with the band and also with the new show, and we'd love to have you back, my friend.
I appreciate it so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. It's Nathan Morris. He is the founding member of the great group Boys to Men. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Well, that is such familiar music. Great television show, of course, The Munsters. And joining us right now to talk about a very special holiday treat is my friend Butch Patrick. Hi, Butch. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron, and how about yourself?
I am doing great. Really am excited that you're here because you were in our studios many, many years ago. It might have been as long as 12 years ago or so because I remember having a great picture with you behind the console, and we need to get together more often. I mean, these every 12-year things doesn't work.
Absolutely, and I love Florida, so I'll have to get down there real soon.
Well, I heard our producer say that you need to come down and see Halloween Horror Nights because, of course, Universal invented the monsters, so you got to come down and see it, and you would be a huge hit here, believe me.
They were the monster studio in the 40s and 50s, no doubt.
Yeah, and when they do things in the park for this Halloween Horror Nights, it is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But you have lived this 49 years since the first episode?
Yeah, someone the other day told me that, and I went, oh my goodness, it was September 24th, they first aired.
Unbelievable. And you are, of course, among the top 50 greatest kid stars in the VH1's history of great children in the entertainment business. But you got this kind of in a unique way. First of all, you had a ball, from what I understand. I remember you telling me just being on lot. I mean, it was like a fun time from morning to night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, kids my age, you know, what do? You go exploring, whether you're at home or, you know, building sites or whatever. And here I had the entire studio at my beck and call whenever I wasn't working. And, of course, being in makeup, I could walk on sound stages and not make any noise and not be noticed because they knew that I was a professional. So they didn't shoo me off.
How tough was it to be that young and be that well known? Because that show was so big. Still is today. I mean, it's still in reruns today. At that time, did you have a problem, like, just getting involved with friends because, you know, you were a television star?
Yeah, well, going back to junior high school was a little tough, but the good thing was taking off the makeup, you know, you would leave the studio gates as Butch Patrick, and you would come on the studio gates as Butch Patrick. While you were there, you were Eddie Munster in makeup. So I, you know, basically never got typecast too bad because I was, you know, living, you know, a character that nobody recognized outside of the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never thought of that. You said high school. I would imagine that there were some jerks somewhere along the line that just wouldn't let you forget the role.
Yeah, kids, you know, yeah, that's just part of growing up and adolescence and stuff. But at the same time, you know, it didn't get to me for the first few weeks, and they gave up pretty quickly after that.
Now, you also had a musical group. I remember this, Eddie and the Monsters, a group that got some recognition on MTV. In fact, had a novelty song, Whatever Happened to Eddie?
Whatever Happened to Eddie, I wrote the lyrics to the Munsters theme in 83 when MTV first was coming on the air. We produced an independent low-budget video that was the first unsigned act ever to be on MTV. We're very proud of that. And from that idea, you know, some people started sending in tapes, and the basement tapes, as I understand it, was created from the idea that there's a lot of good talent out there that doesn't have a record deal at the moment.
That's a good idea today.
Yeah, it still is, you bet.
I didn't realize that the Munsters were also from the producers of Leave It to Beaver.
And Amos and Andy before Leave It to Beaver.
Really? I loved Amos and Andy. Now, I don't remember them on radio, but I do, of course, remember on television. And somewhere along the line, politics got involved, and they took them off the air. But that was a great, great show with outstanding lines. And I don't know why that won't come back, other than the fact that I know that there are a lot of groups out there that protested.
Sure.
But that was a terrific show.
Yeah, Colleen and Mosier, Joe and Bob, they produced very good shows, very political, savvy stuff, very social commentary of sorts in a good way.
If we could see it today, I think some people would agree that it's still a terrific show. Let's talk about this marathon. It's going to be happening on Halloween itself on the Hallmark Channel. That's pretty cool.
The Hallmark Channel is great. In fact, it's funny because TV Land has sort of gone a different direction with where they started, and it seems like the Hallmark Channel has really picked up the ball and put a lot of good quality shows, you know, on their programming docket, which I really appreciate. And on Halloween Day, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, they'll have a 10-hour marathon, which means there should be 20 episodes airing, which will be great.
That's outstanding. And you're right about the Hallmark Channel. We have interviewed a lot of people from that cable channel, and I have to admit, like you said, they have great programming. They have terrific shows that are first-time run, which are shows that could be seen on the big screen, and with big names. They do a good job.
They really do. I'm very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You worked with two major celebrities, Fred Gwynn and Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yes.
And you have made the comment that these people were just great people to be around.
They really were. It was a very interesting set because you had a lot of special effects and the makeup ideas and the angles right there were a novelty in themselves. Yvonne DiCarlo was coming, you know, over. She was a major movie star. She
sure.
was one of the first people to actually transfer, you know, from movies to television. And she did a great job. Fred Gwynn and Al Lewis were wonderful New York actors and comedy actors who had a sort of a routine going themselves in itself on the show. Working with both of them, they took me in to Leave It to Beaver producers. The crew had been together for 7 years, so it was a very kid-friendly set. And Fred and Al and Yvonne were very good with kids as well. So, you know, really, it worked out as good as could be expected and went far beyond anybody's, you know, expectations.
Were there ever any outtakes that were kept? I mean, I look at some of the old Gunsmoke shows and where everybody's serious. You know, there's a lot of TV that has gone on to, like, when Dick Clark and Ed McMahon used to do the TV bloopers and blunders. And it would be cool to see these outtakes. Bob Hope had a ton of them. I know the Carol Burnett show. But did you ever save any from the Munsters?
Probably not. And here's why. They were shooting that on film. And at the time, film was really expensive to develop.
Sure.
So what they would do is, if it wasn't what they wanted, they weren't going to keep it and develop it for future, you know, outtake situations, because it wasn't cost effective.
Oh, I never thought of that before. Video is a different story. I never
right.
even gave that a thought. Yeah. Now, you completed your biography, right?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I wrote a book. It's been out. It's on Amazon. I did a little bit of a book tour. It's been well received. But the book business is kind of a tough business. It's interesting how some books you think will do well and some don't. But at the same time, it's available and people are buying it, and those who like it really enjoy it, you know, who have bought it.
Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Butch Patrick, I think it's a great name, featuring all the years that you spent in Hollywood. Now you're in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Actually, right now I'm in Philadelphia, but I am spending some time in the Philly area, at least through Halloween, yes.
You got to be, like, totally in demand at this time of the year. I mean, you got to be like Elvis at this time of the year.
Yeah, I wish there were two or three of me sometimes, absolutely.
Have you done some recent acting stuff, Bush?
I've been working with some friends who've just got some interesting little vignettes going and some ideas for, like, Sundance Channel and this and that. Nothing major, just sort of staying in the loop with some buddies and doing an occasional cameo. But I'll keep you abreast if anything pops up.
Well, we would love to be kept abreast of that. And October 31st, Halloween, it'll be a 10-hour, 20-episode Halloween Day Marathon of the Munsters on the Hallmark Channel, starring Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster. Butch, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This has been a real delight.
Yes, I'll see you down there.
Okay, look forward to it. Butch Patrick has been our guest from the Munsters. Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Wendell Hisrich is emergency management chief with the city.
There were 11 fatalities as a result of the shooting incident. There were no children. There were additionally 6 injuries, to include 4 of the police officers.
Officials say the gunman, Robert Bowers, has a history of anti-Semitic posts on social media. He was arrested and taken to the hospital. David Zubik is a bishop in Pittsburgh.
It's going to touch this entire community simply because violence is going to rock the foundation of our lives, but it also causes everybody to be worried, could I be the next victim?
President Trump is condemning the attack.
The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is a friend of the show. He's been on several times. He's written three books that we've had him on for, George Washington's Secret Six. There was Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, which I love that book, and Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. And now it is out in paperback, and he's with us right now to talk about the book. He's the host of Fox and Friends. He's, of course, on the syndicated radio with the Brian Kilmeade Show, which, by the way, I've never been on, so we'll have to sort that thing out when it comes on. Brian Kilmeade joins us. Hi, Brian. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. You got to be one of the hardest working guys on Fox. Every time I turn around, you're on the air or you're out on assignment. When they say to you, can you fill in for somebody, do you ever say, no, I'm already working 25 hours a day?
Well, you know what? I think you and I agree that this is, we like doing it. It's mislabeled work.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's time. It's really, my life's very simple. It's my family and work. I don't golf. I don't play tennis.
Right.
I don't belong to a club. So I just go in there. I beat everyone up in the morning, so I'm up at 2:30. Like Monday, for example, I did not do the five, even though they asked me to, because my daughter's senior day and she's a soccer player. So that's a priority, but at this point, I'm smart enough to know I just got to take advantage of things. While I can. That's the way I look at it.
I don't play tennis or golf or any of those things either, because this is my enjoyment. Let's talk about the book. Okay, it's out now in paperback, all right? This is a fascinating story. You're talking about the War of 1812, which a lot of people forget about, and you discuss this important battle of New Orleans and why President Madison, who overlooked the point of the importance of blocking the Mississippi River that could really alienate everything that was done years before with the Louisiana Purchase and the spread of Americana to the West Coast. I don't know if people realize what this man did as a general and later the 7th President of the United States.
And because Donald Trump went out of his way to say, hey, this guy reminds me of me, and I'm going to put his picture in the Oval Office, people feel as though they can be critical, and they just defiled the Hermitage gravesite. Because, you know, back then, no one could ever justify it, but they had slaves. Back then, there was constant battles with Indians, and he often took it to them and didn't initiate but responded, and they had the Indian Removal Act, which is controversial. No one thinks it was executed correctly. But he did so many unbelievable things, but the thing that made him the most famous person in America is when Madison turned to him, Monroe, as Secretary of War, said, I need you to save the day. And they ignored him for 2 years. And then finally, his militia started carving up the British as well as the Spanish in Florida, as well as taking on these Red Stick Indians, these Creek War warriors. And he was able to knock them out in order to take the British on one-on-one. And that face-off that he was supposed to get annihilated, he was able in 3.5 weeks to put an army together that would stop the British in their tracks before they could reach New Orleans. If they went there, we found the paperwork to prove, even though the Treaty of Ghent ending the war was signed, no one knew it, they planned on holding on to it. They planned on holding on to New Orleans and stopping us from growing as a country past the Mississippi.
Right.
And that's what I keep finding, Ron. Like, the more you look at our story as a country, the more you think we should have been stopped so many times. And this is a story of a 41-year-old guy with a bullet in him from a duel, suffering from dysentery, who rallied 6,000 troops against 9,000 troops and destroyed them in 45 minutes. I think that's an American story we can all relate to.
And you talk about his injuries. Of course, he had a very, very rough childhood. He had brothers that passed away, his mother passed away, his father who passed away before he was born. But you talk about that militia that he had. Initially, though, he only had like 1,400 soldiers compared to 10,000. Then he had to go out and recruit 2,000 or 3,000 more. Initially, it was just 10 to 1.
You did read the book, man. Very few people go that deep, but that's exactly what happened. So at a time in which we have presidents that say, I don't know if we're an exceptional nation or every nation thinks they're exceptional, I thought it was important to go back and outline story that show we are an exceptional nation and the beacon of freedom, and we were doing something back then which we take for granted now. Provide a country that has an opportunity that says no matter where you're born or how much money you have the opportunity to be successful. And that's what Jackson represents. And at 41, he was the most famous man in America. He left being known locally. He came back being known internationally. As I went and studied what Teddy Roosevelt thought about him, what Franklin Roosevelt thought about him, what Reagan, Truman, and Lincoln thought about him. So forget it, you know, all these Trump haters, the Republicans who don't like Democrats, like Andrew Jackson was,
yeah.
These are great presidents from both parties who thought that he was an indispensable leader.
Truman idolized him. You read anything about Truman, you know, he idolized him. Here's the thing that I think, in addition to what he did to save the West, if you will, is that he got these people in New Orleans together, the Frenchmen, the Indians, the slaves, the pirates, the Kentucky woodsmen. This was not an easy task in itself, along with the fact that it was hampered by the situation that the British were actually going to Indian tribes and paying him off to be against America. So he had everything against him, but that grudge for Britain to what happened to him when he was a child never faded.
Yeah, his brother died in the Revolutionary War. His other brother, he and his brother got caught, and they both suffered head injuries. His brother never recovered from it after being a prisoner of war. His mom went to earn a living. She died. So he was raised by his county, his town, his country. And he felt as though he owed everything to this country, and he wanted to make it more of a country that gave an opportunity to everyone. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, and I had to really read this twice and study in multiple places, back then we had a elite class building. It was Jefferson, it was Monroe, it was Adams, it was Washington. Sometimes Washington felt left out, mm-hmm, because of these huge intellects, and Hamilton. And then people on the outside, like Jackson, felt like, hey, buddy, stand aside. You're not qualified, mm-hmm, to run a country like this. And he was the first to say, yeah, and I'll take my case to the people, and I'm going to find out what the people want, and I'm going to deliver it to them. And he was the first to campaign, because Washington, the elite, did not like Andrew Jackson. He was a backwoodsman. He was a guy they thought should be, you know, rough and ready out there, and, you know, being a, you know, a Midwestern judge, which he was, but he thought he could do more, and he did.
Having such an illustrious track record as a general, why was his administration controversial after he had accomplished so much? I mean, he was a two-term president. What was it in his career of being the president that the general public didn't really appreciate?
He was a little like LBJ ended up being, where he would corral, make deals, use leverage to get things done. He was the last president to balance the budget and return, put us actually at a surplus. But to do that, he had to take off a lot of people, cut off a lot of programs, and he also left a lot of people out of the decision-making process. Tell me if this sounds familiar. He didn't hire from the Washington elite. He hired a lot of his family. He went ahead and started his own newspaper because he didn't like the way the press he was getting.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went and said, here's this reporter I like. He'll be my editor. You can work out of the White House if you want. And people got a problem with that, just like they have a problem with Trump.
Right.
You know, that's the way he dealt with it, and then got leverage on people to make sure they went along. And he became just as influential after being president as being president, because everyone seemed to go to the Hermitage in Nashville for his blessing.
You know, I'm going to go back to what I say on the air so much, Brian. You can't move forward in today's environment or go forward into tomorrow's environment if you don't know what the hell happened in the past. And talk about what Trump is doing now, and he did it as the seventh president of the United States. That's what I think all of these people out on the streets don't really realize, that you have to understand where we've been in order to understand where we are and where we're going. And that's the thing that really frosts me. People need to read these things like this book. We talked last time, too, about the potential of a movie. Is that still in the works?
Well, I mean, Jefferson is the one that was moving forward in a three-part series on the History Channel. I'll keep you up to date on how that's happening, you know, but in that business, unlike our business, they don't feel in a rush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to turn out a show every day. We got to break news every day. We got to be accurate every day. They hopefully will be pushing that forward, because I think it's a story that must be told. And I know that right now Sean Penn is doing Andrew Jackson, which makes me think it's going to come out terrible,
mm-hmm,
for HBO. I don't want to do his life. John Meacham wrote about his life. Ron Chernow wrote about Grant. I read those books. I'm not in that league. All I want is to give you a slice of what Jackson was, and a moment that was just needed to be told about America's history. My hope is that you're going to go take out a DVD or read. And I mean, there are literally probably 10 books that came out on Jackson over the last 5 years. But I just said, I'm just going to grab one story that needs to be told and wasn't properly appreciated.
Well, you've done that with the Washington book. You've done that with the Thomas Jefferson book, the Tripoli,
yeah,
Pirates. I never knew that those things were happening. You know, you got to do me a favor, and you got to come back on our show more often. You're a great guest, and of course, I'll be more than happy to make an appearance. And here's Brian at your earliest convenience. You know,
I feel
terrible making a comment.
If anybody
like
wants to get it or personalize, just go to briankilmeade.com, and it'll be there.
Okay. Hey, by the way, the book is out right now in paperback. It's called Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, and it's penned by our guest and friend Brian Kilmeade from Fox. Brian, thanks for joining us. I'm looking forward to having you back, my friend.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go get him.
Brian Kilmeade, and he's a talented author, and of course he's on Fox and Friends, and he also does a nationally syndicated radio show. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Today, nationwide and around the world, well, it's coming up this week. Halloween. I love Halloween. I like to answer the door. Little kids, you know, dressed up like that. I just love that stuff. And joining us right now with some suggestions for Halloween tricks and treats is DIY expert and the author of Screen Free Crafts Kids Will Love and the founder of CraftBoxGirls.com, our friend Lynn Lilly. Hi, Lynn. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Yes, hi, Ron. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm serious. I love to answer the door. Those little children, they just break me up. You know, they just, it's hilarious. But, you know, before we start talking about this, you left a very successful corporate job in marketing to follow a passion of going to people and giving them suggestions for crafts, entertaining, and then you launched in 2014 craftboxgirls.com. So tell us a little bit about it, and then give us some ideas how we can spice up this year's Halloween.
Absolutely. So, yes, I took the dive and followed my passion of DIY and inspiring creativity. And so I have craftboxgirls.com and then CBG TV, which is on Apple TV, free to download. But you can find all kinds of projects. So everything from DIY home projects to kids' crafts.
Now, you also have expanded the business by growing a team of creators and on-camera hosts, launching Apple TV app and releasing our first book, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So when Apple TV launched their app store, we were quick to jump on board and create our own Apple TV channel. So you'll find myself plus another team of experts giving you easy craft ideas as well as easy recipes. And then I did publish a book, Screen Free Crafts Kids Will Love, which is chock full of craft projects that are kind of a throwback to the days of when I was growing up, and just really inspire kids to put down that technology and get back to being creative.
Boy, isn't that such a relief to hear. Okay, so let's talk about some Halloween specials. Okay, I'm very interested in this. A spooky pizza. Now, what is that?
Here's the deal. It's definitely kind of crazy as a mom to get your kids and your family ready for trick-or-treating. So this is why I love Red Baron Pizza. It really is taking the fright out of a Halloween chaos. You know, your kids are going to eat tons of candy for Halloween, and that's why Red Baron Pizza brings peace to mealtime, because it's something that everyone in the family can agree upon, and it helps you get those trick-or-treaters out the door quickly. And it comes in three different crust varieties. So you can choose from classic, Brick Oven, or thin and crispy. It really is so delicious, and quick and easy to pick up at your local grocery store in the freezer section.
Okay, now we all know about the cookie cutters that make Christmas trees and stars and so on and so forth, but you have a cutting machine now to make ghostly creations.
Yes, there is a machine to do everything, right? So lots of different crafts. One of my favorite crafts this year that I found is super popular with all ages is no-carve pumpkins. So I love this because you can start a family tradition the night before Halloween. Grab the family, grab some craft pumpkins and supplies from the craft store. Everyone get around the table and come up with their own creation. So it's great because even the littlest of the goblins can participate because there's no sharp tools needed. Mm-hmm. And my most popular no-carve design is a unicorn pumpkin. It's been viewed over 75,000 times on my website.
Now, I'm invited to a neighborhood Halloween party coming up, and I'm really interested in this next one, okay? It's a smoke and additive to holiday drinks. Tell me about this now, okay? This is something that I might have to bring to the party.
Okay, so you can get creative with your cocktails or mocktails. You can always do something fun with dry ice. So when you drop dry ice in the drink, it makes it nice and smoky, but always keep in mind that you want to let that fizzle out before you drink it, safety first. But also something else that you could bring is a great snack. So I like to bring a snack that will sustain and keep even the adults and kids from eating too much candy. My go-to, especially if I'm short on time, I love doing fruit and cheese skewers with Havarti snack cheese. Mm-hmm. Or think about grab-and-go small turkey avocado grilled cheese sandwiches. Now, the key is to doing it with a good quality cheese. And my favorite is Arla cheeses. They're so simple and so delicious. Arla snack and sliced cheeses are free of preservatives and artificial flavors, which puts my mom mind at ease. And Arla cream cheese is made with just four simple ingredients. It works great if you want to do a simple dip or spread it on a sandwich. And there's lots of great recipes at ArlaUSA.com.
Now, Lynn, let's go back to that smoke again. What is it a tablet you put in? What makes the smoke?
Yeah, so you can use dry ice, which is something you can pick up at your grocery store, or sometimes the gas stations have it. But you just drop a small amount in the drink, or if you're making a punch, and it gives it that fun smoky effect. But I always like to say, let it fizzle out before you actually drink it. Safety first.
Can you drink the water from dry ice? I sound like, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy here.
So you want to wait till it fizzles out so it doesn't burn you. It's almost so cold that it can burn you, so you never want to touch it directly with your hands. You always want to wear a glove or something to drop it in the drink, give that like fun smoky effect, and then let it fizzle out before you actually drink the drink.
What about decorations? Do you have any ideas for Halloween decorations?
Absolutely. Okay, so I've got something fun that the whole family can do. It's cardboard boxes. So I don't know about you, but my daughter loves the box more than what comes in it.
Oh, no doubt.
Right? Yeah. So I'm like, man, I got to save on presents and stuff, right? And just give her boxes.
Just give her the box.
But, so give your kids a box and tell them to get creative. So whether they create a costume, a mask, or even a decoration that you can put on the front door, you will be amazed at the imagination that your kids have. So just something fun to do to get them to think outside the box.
Very good. I like that line. Get them a box to think outside the box. You also have a trick that you recommend.
Well, here's something new to think about. I feel like we always forget about the kids that can't have candy on Halloween. And right. What is sadder than going trick-or-treating and you can't eat the candy?
Right.
So what I like to remind people is come up with something that you can give out to those that can't have candy. Maybe you just go all no candy and give out a fun little treat. Now, here's my favorite thing to make. I call them little Halloween stuffies. So all you do is cut out shapes like a pumpkin or a ghost out of felt, and you use pillow stuffing and some glue, and you create little mini stuffed animals that you can give out. It'll keep every trick-or-treater smiling.
How do you identify the ones that can't have it? Because there's a couple of little munchkins in our family that can't have the candy, okay? They actually exchange the candy and their mom gives them gifts, okay, because they just can't have the sugar. So how do you identify that when you're giving the candy out of the door?
So a lot of times kids will say, I can't have candy. And I do encourage parents, tell your kids to say that, because a lot of people may have those alternative fun little tricks and treats that they can give out. You know, so either ask, you know, because if you're a kid that can have candy, I'm sure you're going to want that candy. But then it makes those that can't have candy feel really included.
What are you going to be this Halloween, Lynn?
Okay, so my daughter and I are going to be matching mermaids. My poor husband doesn't have a costume yet because I worried about my daughter and me first.
Out of curiosity, how do you walk around when you're a mermaid?
So you got to get creative with it, right? So I actually used some exercise pants and created scales out of felt on those. And then on each leg, I used tulle to make the tail. So when I put my legs together, it looks like I have a tail.
Your trip. That's great. Well, look, happy Halloween, Lynn, and thank you for all the suggestions. And now we will enjoy Halloween more because you are on the show this week.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ron. Happy Halloween.
And same to you, dear. Lynn Lilly has been our guest, and she's quite a lady. Author of Free Crafts for Kids That Will Brighten Up Their Halloween, which is coming up this week. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of October. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, the founder of Voice to Men, Nathan Morris, Eddie Munster, Butch Patrick from the Munsters, from Fox News, Brian Kilmeade, and with Halloween party ideas, Lynn Lilly. Next hour, a very funny guy. Comedian Jeff Allen will be joining us. Actor and author and the son of Dan Blocker, our friend Dirk Blocker. Political guru and journalist for ABC News, Donna Brazile. And Kim Miles with some great home ideas from HGTV. And that is coming up next hour, live with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Jeff Allen.